Hey there, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick update that this was originally meant for a video. I'm still announcing something cool and wanted to make sure I put out a version for the podcast listeners. So if you hear me referencing video, don't worry. You know, this was meant for you too, and I didn't forget you. This is where, you know, it all started after all. So thank you for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy this special episode of The Wannabe Critic. I love you. Hey there. So if you're watching this right now, I just want to say, you know, whether it be on YouTube, Facebook, if you were scrolling on your Instagram feed and you saw that I was saying something and you saw that this was going to be an IGTV post, you knew it was going to be a longer video. I just have to say thank you. You didn't have to do that, obviously. And, you know, if you're watching on Instagram, you're going to see a thing that says keep watching in a minute. I would say if you care about me, video games, Star Wars, and my wife, please hit that button and keep watching so I can kind of tell you about something cool. So I'm just going to cut right to the chase. You've heard of me calling myself the wannabe critic. You know, that refers to my YouTube channel. That's what my Instagram handle is. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, Gabe, we know you say you're a wannabe. You scream in your microphone. You think, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I know you know that. But I'd like to tell you some things that you may not know, you know, just in case. So here we go. Yes, I am Gabriel Fast. I am the wannabe critic. I claim to be the wannabe critic. I'm sure there's, you know, multiple people out there that have said before that they are a wannabe critic, whatever. We're all wannabes. That's the point. I do have my own YouTube channel where, yes, I review video games, music, primarily music, you know, and a variety of other things. I've kind of experimented with a lot of different things over there. What you may not know is that that came from a podcast called Geekly Biweekly, which I would later turn into the wannabe critic. And that is its own podcast feed. You also may not know that podcast feed also has its own YouTube channel. What we're doing now is every single episode we record, we are actually putting on YouTube on its, you know, podcast feed, because really it's not that much work. And if I'm going to sit down and record a podcast, I might as well put it on YouTube as well. That's not really the focus, to get a ton of retention on YouTube. I just wanted to let you know that it's there. If you want to see me having conversations with my friends like this, you know, in a more natural way rather than having to listen to it, that's there. Watch us there. Let us know how we're doing. Leave us comments. Subscribe. Hit the bell. All that jazz. You also know that on this Instagram feed, you know, well, if you're watching on Instagram, I tend to put a lot of drum covers on here. I've also started a YouTube channel for those drum covers. So if you wanted to support me there too, you could do that, subscribing there. I'm still going to have the series on Instagram as well. So if you want to just keep seeing them here, that's fine too. I just want to entertain you, okay? So those are some things that you know, and some things that you probably, you know, you may not know about, and that's fine. You know, I'm not trying to guilt you or whatever. I want to tell you about some things that you don't know, and I'm going to be kind of announcing some things, I guess. You know, this is, Instagram is where I tend to have my biggest audience, I guess. But, you know, I'm posting this video everywhere for anyone who watches my stuff to see, just so they know, you know, hey, here's some things that I'm excited about and I want you to be a part of too. So let's get down to it. I'm launching 3 new podcast feeds. That's right. I said 3. You're probably saying, Gabe, this seems like a lot of work. You know, you've started other stuff before that you haven't been able to finish. It's a little bit different, and I'll tell you why. We post a lot of stuff over at The Wannabe Critic. As I said before, The Wannabe Critic podcast, I've posted a variety of things on that podcast feed as well. What I'm going to be kind of doing is kind of diversifying those things a little bit. And let me explain. Our first podcast we're going to be launching is called Game Club. Now, what Game Club is myself and one other host, someone who's been a part of the show. Maybe they've never been a part of the show before, but they like to talk about video games. Then myself will be playing a game for over the course of about 4 episodes. Because, you know, a lot of times you'll go on IGN, you go on these different areas, and you're like, oh, these guys are giving this review based off this thing, and it's only like 3 minutes of my time that I'm having to watch it, and you're just not really getting the meat, the conversation of, you know, these things that these people felt about the game, and they're it's all in their mind, there's no one to bounce it off of. That's kind of where Game Club is going to come in. We're going to be kind of picking some games that we can, you know, sink 30 to 50 hours into over the course of a couple of months, and we're going to be pushing those out. Sometimes you might get a game where it's like there's 3 or 4 of us talking about a game that only took us about 10 hours to beat, or 4 hours to beat, or 5 hours, but they made an impact on us, and we want to tell you what that impact was. So that's the purpose of Game Club, and yeah, that's pretty much the general idea of that one. Let's move on to the next one. The next podcast feed that's going to be launching is one called Storytime. Now, what Storytime is going to be a narrative built off original Star Wars what-if stories. Yes, kind of like fan fiction, but it's going to be working in conjunction with original canon as well as this book right here. Let me grab it. Star Wars Alien Archive. I bought this book a while back, and I started flipping through it, and it has its own little story in there. And, you know, obviously this podcast is going to be nonprofit, and I figured, man, we could really kind of do our own thing with what this book is trying to do. And that's kind of what this story is going to be, you know, narratives that myself and other people have kind of worked with, and kind of going to be taking some of the information of this book, which is basically, and this is getting real nerdy, but basically what it is, it's all these different alien races and where they come from. And essentially the narrator is going to be talking about his experiences that he's had with these alien races. It's all made up, it's all for fun, but, you know, the whole reason that I ever started doing content in the beginning was to be talking about Star Wars with my friends, and it holds a very special place. And who knows, you know, lots of people like Star Wars. Maybe they dig it. But if you really dig it and you want to be a part of it, here's where you come in. It's special because I want to work with you, actually. There's an opportunity for your story, your what-if story, things that you might have had in your mind floating around, especially with all this new stuff that's come out with the Clone Wars and the Rise of Skywalker. DM me. Let's make it happen. Let's collaborate on it. It will be, you know, maybe who knows? Maybe it gets featured in an upcoming season of the show. You never know. We're about halfway done with season one now already. Been working on it for a while, so there's that. But this is going to be a really fun project to work on. And if you ever really wanted to flex your, you know, your theater skills, or you miss theater, or you want to kind of branch off into to a newer side of it, or whatever, I really feel like this might be a cool project for you to be a part of. So DM me, let's make it happen. Now let's talk about our last podcast that we're going to be launching. The next podcast, some of you may be familiar with it, is A Guy and His Wife. Now, originally, A Guy and His Wife was just a segment that me and my wife, Emma, started on The Wannabe Critic, where we talk about movies, we talk about life, whatever. And, you know, we started doing the trends of the week. We were trying to make that happen, but it, you know, it just kind of got hard to stay hip, you know, I guess, with everything going on. So basically, anytime we'd post an episode of A Guy and His Wife, it seemed like it would get a bunch of love and people would seem to like it. So I figured it deserved its own podcast feed. We also had a friend design the logo for us, so thank you very much for that. But pretty much what's going to be happening is it's basically just me and Emma reviewing movies and talking about random subjects, you know, whatever we want to talk about. That's pretty much what's going to be happening. You know, right now we're going through the MCU. Because Emma doesn't remember a lot of it, doesn't really recall a lot of things that have happened. A lot of these movies she's seeing for the first time, so it's kind of fun to go through it with like a super fan versus someone who doesn't even remember it or has never even seen it before. And June 15th, actually, we will be launching its first proper episode, which is our review of The Incredible Hulk. Which that leads me to the last part of all this. June 15th. Is whenever all these podcasts are rolling out. You can actually go ahead, there aren't episodes available, there's trailers available for all of them, but episodes are actually not available at this time, except for A Guy and His Wife. If you want to go check out A Guy and His Wife, all of our current episodes are going to be uploaded with either by today or the end of tomorrow. Our entire catalog will be available for you to binge at your, you know, leisure, whatever. If you don't want to listen to it, whatever, but they're there if you want to listen to them. Now, it is good, you know, as I said before, I always say we, and that's because there's a lot of people involved, and I kind of wanted to give some special credit to our friend Hannah, who did, you know, design our Guy and His Wife logo. She was willing to collaborate with us on that idea, and that was awesome. I also want to give a special shout out to my brother Carter for pretty much, he designs all of our music. Everything that you've ever heard on my channel, the podcast, whatever, I don't use anyone else's music, unless it's, you know, like to make a point, like with the AWOL Nation video and stuff. All of the music that you hear, for the most part, is designed by him, and he does it all for free because he believes in the project and he wants to be a part of it. And that's just amazing to me that he wants to do that, and the music he makes is good. I couldn't imagine the content we make without it. So thank you to everyone who's been involved. But it's good to mention that Game Club and Storytime are going to be bi-weekly shows, and A Guy and His Wife is going to be at, you know, at minimum a once a month show. There's only so much time that you have to do things, and you know, a lot of the stuff I was already doing anyways, just kind of trying to figure out ways to schedule it on the main podcast feed. But now it just makes more sense to kind of have these things, make sure they have their own channels and all be a little bit more focused. And people had given me this idea prior to this, and I was like, yeah man, it's fine, whatever. But then I thought, there's stuff I'm putting out that may not be getting to the right people. So that's kind of the whole point of this, is to kind of make sure things are getting to the proper channels And who knows, maybe you've been interested in one particular thing, but you don't really want to commit to the rest of it. That's fine. That's why I'm doing this, is so that if you want something that you're not getting on, you know, on a week to week basis from the show that we have, the main shows we have, now you have auxiliary things that you can support if you want to, you know, quietly from the side. All support is welcome, obviously. You know, as I said before, if you would have told me 3 years ago that our podcast would have over 3,000 streams, which it does, it just hit that, I would have said you're crazy. Thank you to everyone who's been involved. We're obviously going to try and keep these shows as consistent as we possibly can. That's why I've been preparing the past few months to make sure I have plenty of, you know, at least a couple months worth of content to put on all of these podcast feeds at launch. And I'm really, really excited to see where this goes, because who knows, you know, maybe one of these gets a huge audience. That'd be cool. You know, as always, we try and keep everything as PG as possible on these shows. So, you know, just wanted to throw that out there. These projects are teaching me a lot about production. They're teaching me a lot about, you know, keeping things structured and keeping things scheduled. And it's been really good for me. It's given me something to work on. I've been passionate about these things. I feel like I finally have everything at my disposal to flex like every creative bone in my body at this point. And now I can finally, you're always like searching for the next thing to do. But right now I'm kind of like, okay, I feel good. I feel like I have enough to keep me busy. And that's a really good feeling. You know, especially my other, you know, I have a life too. So there's only so much that can go around. But the last thing I have to say is thank you very much to all of you who have supported, you know, given me feedback, messaged me on things. It means the world, you know, that one person would even take the time to ever check it out. You know, there's been people who have checked it out and be like, eh, you know, it's not really for me. And that's fine. The fact that you even did it means a lot. So thank you very much. That's about all I have to say. I'm really excited for these new projects, and I hope they end up turning out. I hope these things end up being something cool. I'm very much looking forward to working on all these projects, and especially on Storytime. I'm very looking forward to working with you. Come on, everybody loves Star Wars. You're a liar if you say you don't like Star Wars. All I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for preparing yourselves for a plethora of hot takes and potentially unpopular opinions. I'm Gabriel Fast. I will always be the wannabe critic.